serbata questo cielo,
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Tonight, my playlist highlights the Swedish lyric tenor Nikolaj Gedda. For 5 decades, he was known for his smooth voice and powerful expressiveness, as in this aria from Bellini's Capulets and Montagues. He had a huge repertoire, from Rossini to Bel Canto Bellini to Mozart, Beethoven, Berlioz, and so many others. You can hear why when you join me for tonight's Opera Box. Tybaldo, or Tybald, Juliet's cousin in Bellini's opera, explains to Juliet's father why he should be the one to marry her from Act One of The Capulets and the Montagues, I Capuletti e Montecchi by Vincenzo Bellini. Now, Bellini based his opera on a libretto based on the original 1530 poem of Luigi Scaevola that was written before Shakespeare's play. And we heard the tenor Nikolaj Gedda as Tybaldo with Giuseppe Pittani conducting the new Philharmonia Orchestra. Let's make it 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist highlighting the great lyric tenor Nikolaj Gedda. Nikolaj Gedda was born in Sweden in 1925 to Swedish and Russian parents, so he grew up speaking both Swedish and Russian. But he was adopted soon by his aunt and her husband, who was a cantor in the Orthodox Church locally. So Gedda would regularly sing in church with his adopted father, and they moved to Germany when he was little, before the war, but they returned to Sweden after Hitler came to power. In school, Gedda learned English, French, and Italian, as well as having learned German when he was living in Germany. Well, after graduating school, he became a bank teller and supported his parents. Well, as fate would have it, a wealthy customer overheard him talking about his dream of becoming an opera singer, and the customer offered to pay for his initial voice lessons at the Stockholm Conservatory. And so he made his operatic debut in 1952 and thereby gained the notice of the great conductor Herbert von Karajan. Karajan then invited Gedda to perform in La Scala in the opera Don Giovanni. Of course, he received great notices from that performance, and for the next several years, he'd be making debuts one after the other, the world over. In 1954, he sang with the Paris Opera, and he was subsequently signed as a regular performer. In 1957, he premiered in the New York Met, where they signed him, and he would appear for the next 26 seasons. In 1958, Samuel Barber composed the role of Anatole in his opera Vanessa, specifically for Gedda. which he sang at the Met's premiere. Well, his mastery of language, 9 languages in all, this contributed to his comfort with foreign languages and his famous expressiveness. Here he is in Berlioz's Damnation of Faust, singing Faust's Invocation of Nature. During a violent storm, Faust revels in the immense power of nature, which, for the moment, relieves Faust's existential misery and world weariness.
Receive it.
Faust's Invocation of Nature from Berlioz's Damnation of Faust. And we heard Nikolai Gedda with Colin Davis conducting the London Symphony. It's 11 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock right now. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a program that features the great lyric tenor Nikolai Gedda. Well, with each new affiliation, Gedda's repertoire would add another nationality and musical genre, which were aided by his language skills. He also continued to sink voice coaching even after he was internationally famous, so that he learned techniques that allowed him to sing these demanding roles while protecting the longevity of his voice. Listen to this grueling example from Beethoven's Fidelio. Now, although Beethoven was a genius, he had little experience composing for voices, and subsequently he became known for ill-treating the voice as if it was just another instrument, regardless of whatever limitations. So, in Act II of Fidelio, Florestan is a political prisoner kept in a dungeon, sentenced to die. And the singer has to open Act II on an exposed high G. "God, what darkness is here," he says. He then begins almost hysterically to imagine that he's free and with his wife Leonora. Well, listen to what Nikolai Gedda, or any tenor, has to go through in this part.
Gott, welch dunkel Thank you.
Florestan's difficult aria, which opens Act Two of Beethoven's opera Fidelio, as part of my Opera Box tribute to the great lyric tenor Nikolai Gedda. It's about 20 and a half minutes after 7. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Be sure to stay with me after the Opera Box for a Classic Monday. I have a playlist of music to serenade us through this summer evening. That's going to be at 8 p.m. And then stick around after that. Stay on board at 10 o'clock for the musical expedition that we call The Present Edge. Well, as a lyric tenor, Gedda rarely sang the spinto dramatic roles such as Verdi and Wagner or Puccini, and that may be one reason his name is not as easily recognized as, say, Placido Domingo or Luciano Pavarotti, but his voice was suited, therefore, to a wider range of roles than most of the other big-name tenors. Listen here now. We're going to go from that dramatic, hysterical aria from Fidelio to his interpretation of this great aria, Un'ora Amorosa, from Mozart's comedy Così fan tutte. And in this aria, Ferrando, who's in disguise and attempting to test his lover's faithfulness, extols on the power of love and its ability to make people do anything. This is Mozart with Nikolai Gedda. Ferrando's aria from Act One of Mozart's Così fan tutte, as part of my Opera Box tribute to Nicolai Guerra. Well, Guerra's broad lyrical abilities and his multilingual facility made him extremely versatile, and so, no surprise, he was in large demand the world over. He made over 200 recordings. Luciano Pavarotti praised him, saying, "There is no tenor with a greater ease in the upper register than Guerra." That's high praise from another tenor. A consequence of his wide repertoire was he was paired with a lot of the best conductors and great sopranos. In duets, he was not the prima donna, but a generous collaborator. Didn't try to overpower or compete. As you may have heard, I've talked about Franco Corelli and Birgit Nilsson and how he was a competitive tenor sometimes in some of those dramatic roles. Well, here are two examples of Nicolai Guerra as a duet partner, one from Rossini's William Tell and the other from Berlioz's Damnation of Faust. Now, in Act Two of William Tell, the young Swiss farmer Arnold is in love with the Austrian Matilda. They both know that the Swiss people may soon revolt against their Austrian occupiers, but Arnold vows to fight for the Austrians out of his love for Matilda. Nicolai Guerra sings with the superstar soprano Montserrat Caballé. And in the passionate duet in Berlioz's Damnation of Faust, Guerra sings a love duet with another superstar, Janet Baker, with whom he performed very often. Two great duets featuring the lyric tenor Nicolai Guerra. Thank you.
Il porte sa loi, Mathilde,
The love duet of Faust and Margarita from Berlioz's Damnation of Faust. And there we heard Nikolai Gaeta tenor as Faust and Janet Baker soprano as Margarita. And then before that, we heard the great duet between Arnold and Matilda from Act Two of Rossini's William Tell. And there we had Nikolai Gaeta tenor as Arnold and Montserrat Caballé soprano as Matilda. Well, it's just about 18 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist that is highlighting the voice and career of the great lyric tenor Nikolai Gaeta. Well, Gaeta made his last opera recording in 2003 at the age of 77. And then in May 2015, the news of Gaeta's death was announced on the internet. Messages of condolence and sadness poured in from all over the world, which came as a huge surprise to Nikolai Gaeta, who at 90 was still living in Switzerland. And he still is living in Switzerland. In addition to having sung every conceivable lyric tenor role and some of the spinto roles and the music of Tchaikovsky, Massenet, as well as Berlioz, Mozart, Lehár, it's impossible really to name them all. He covered the entire repertoire. Well, in addition to having sung all those roles with every opera company in the world, he had a huge recital career, singing and recording all of the great tenor art songs in the repertoire. And I'm going to play another great example of not only his expressive ability, his vocal ability, and his collaboration as a partner in a duet. I'm going to play music from the conclusion of Massenet's opera Werther. Now, Werther, written based upon Goethe's novel, and that novel is based in part on Goethe's own youth. Now, in the opera, Werther is in love with Charlotte, who later on marries another man out of duty. She had promised her mother she would marry this other man, even though she loves Werther. Well, he keeps protesting his love to her, and she almost runs away with him. But in the end, she remains true to her promise. So in the last act, Werther runs off and shoots himself on Christmas Eve. You see, they had met on Christmas Eve. Charlotte comes running and finds him and holds him as he dies, from the last act of Werther by Jules Massenet. Thank you.
bella persona, tu sa cum sorer va. seta sto, ma vi è da scivia. Era comas, la divia.
Thank you.
Werther dies amidst the laughter of the children, Christmas Eve. The conclusion to Werther by Jules Massenet, and of course we heard the tenor Nikolai Gedda as Werther, and the great Victoria de Los Angeles as Charlotte. That's a classic recording conducted by Georges Prêtre and the Paris Opera Orchestra. Well, that's all the time we have this evening for our tribute to the great tenor Nikolai Gedda. This is your host, Ron Nadell. I certainly hope that you have enjoyed this evening's tribute and that you'll join us next week for more of the Opera Box. Stay tuned for Classic Monday.
Make sure to keep your dial tuned in to KGNU all summer long and mark your calendar for a membership mini-drop beginning Tuesday, June 21st. Tune in for programming specials and to be entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets with camping to the Rocky Mountain Folk Fest in Lyons. Donate now and be entered into the drawing by calling 303-449-4885 or contribute directly on kgnu.org. And if you're already a Solar member, congratulations! You're automatically entered into the drawing. That's 303-449-4885 or visit kgnu.org for more details on becoming a Solar member.
It's a minute after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, live online everywhere at kgnu.org. And this is Ron Nadell welcoming you to KGNU's Classic Monday. I'm still your host. And tonight on Classic Monday, I'm going to serenade you with a playlist of serenades, such as this one by Hungarian composer Leo Vajner. And I've got serenades by Mozart, Karlovitz, Moran, Vaughan Williams, and even Scott Joplin. Kick back and join me for tonight's serene classical music.